What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
It's Offen Show. We're on the Team 980, always live as well on the free Odyssey app, streaming live on YouTube too, at the Team 980. We're almost all NBA today. We spent the first hour on the NBA Finals. We will talk more about that later. Now we will get to the Kevin Durant trade, but we'll have a football detour at 5:30. Logan and I answering a very fun mailbag question on Take Command that we'll share with you. But right now, it is time for Not My Beat.
Today's top story, from the perspective of someone who's there.
You are looking live.
This just in.
Not My Beat.
Dwayne Rankins is a Suns insider. In fact, he's the Suns insider for the Arizona Republic, and he joins us now to talk about the Kevin Durant trade from the Phoenix end of things. Dwayne, how are you? Hope you're doing well after, I'm sure, what was a hectic day yesterday.
All part of it. All the day's work.
Yeah, for sure. The segment that we call this Not My Beat, because I used to be on a beat, and I'm very happy to not be responsive to breaking news in that way anymore. So I salute you and thank you for your time on the show with that introduction. But Dwayne, let's peel back some layers here and just start with the Suns try to put this together, this big three with Durant and obviously Devin Booker, who was there. And then ultimately they acquire Beal from here. How quickly in the experiment did you know this is not going well and it's not going to go well?
The second season is when it became obvious. I thought that the end of the first year, when they were going into the playoffs, I thought, okay, this has potential, because you could see when they did play with each other and the ball moved, you know, guys got open shots, and you're like, okay, this is what they envisioned. But then when they got swept by Minnesota, then you were like, I didn't like the fit. And then you think, well, maybe it's just Minnesota. Minnesota, you know, got defenders. Maybe that was the problem. And then when they got going and Beal just couldn't stay healthy, then you're like, okay, are they going to have time to figure it out? And then when they did play together, there was moments, but it was like, nah, this isn't gonna work because Beal just couldn't stay healthy. And then when he did come in, it always felt like, you know, the chemistry was off. And then when Budenholzer benched Beal, that let you know that big three idea was a wrap. Now he put him back in starting lineup eventually, but that was the final nail. Once he benched Beal, it became, okay, they're not even going to roll with this anymore. And so that's when it became apparent to me that it was going to be, that this wasn't going to work. And 45 and 33 is just not good enough for that group. And then when I spoke with Devin Booker late in the season, this past season, he was like, well, you know, we didn't have a lot of time together, but that's not an excuse. That's basically your franchise player saying, we can't move forward with this. So there's been many instances where it became obvious that it wasn't going to happen.
Suns insider Dwayne Rankins with us here on the Hoffman Show. Obviously, there is an extra interest here in the D.C. market in the Beal part of this, and we know that he has the no trade clause famously, and that right. The Suns tried to trade him or like tried to work a trade at the deadline, and he was like, "No, I'm good." Is that ultimately why Durant is gone here? Is basically that they couldn't get rid of Beal and they don't want to get rid of Booker? So basically, like, what is the calculus here for Phoenix deciding now is the time on ending the Kevin Durant portion of the experiment?
Well, one, you have to look at it that way in terms of why Durant is the one that got traded. They weren't going to trade Devin. They just weren't. I mean, he's the guy here, and they're going to the whole thought of trading him, there would have been a riot here in this city had they traded Devin Booker. That's not the reason why you don't trade a guy. I'm just saying that wasn't going to happen. Then Beal with the no trade clause, and I make the comparison to a Rubik's Cube for those who are in the age bracket and know what that is. You basically, they would get one side of it right, and okay, well, no, that's not the right team. And then you go, okay, this might be a good team for Beal. They don't want it. So it's always not mixing and matching, not getting it right for all parties to want it to happen. And so the Suns, they tried. They tried almost any combination you could think of to try to make that deal for Beal, but it just didn't work out. And so you can't go 36 and 46 and pay the salary that you're paying all three of those guys and think you're going to move forward with that. So it's a lot of factors involved, but ultimately, yeah, they would have preferred to move Bradley Beal than Kevin Durant, that's for sure.
So what's next for the Phoenix Suns? Like, 100% they're not trading Booker, and is there any chance that they can trade Beal this summer? Is he potentially, especially with Durant gone, maybe more open to some larger swath of teams, or is he just planted in Phoenix and they have to wait out his contract?
Well, the Jalen Green coming in now becomes, okay, this fit actually might be worse than the fit with Kevin, because at least Kevin had the size and he could play off the ball and be a catch and shoot player. Kevin's a plug and play. You know, he can play any style. Now you've got three perimeter players in Devin, Jalen, and Brad. It just feels like if you're going to move forward with this, then you're talking about a situation where you're watching and going, okay, this probably isn't going to work either. So a move has got to be made, you would think. Jordan, now you're talking about a first-year head coach. You're going to ask him to figure out a lineup with a bunch of perimeter guys. They could get bigger in the draft. They can make some trades. But if they're able to move Beal, then you could address the size issues that you have. And then it becomes just, you know, what team would be ideal. Before the season ended, you know, one thing I was looking at was looking at just salaries alone is Paul George. If they just traded him to Philly for Paul George, you know, what would that look like? Because salaries are about the same. And that was just a thought that I had. I'm not saying that the Suns had the same thought, because I don't know. But they need to find something like that, where a team doesn't want their guy or could move on without a guy that has similar salaries, and both guys will be happy going to the other team. Well, really, it would be Beal, because Beal has a no-trade clause.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Dwayne Rankins is with us, Phoenix Suns insider. When you look at the identity of this team, I think that's something that if I was a Suns fan, I'd be pretty frustrated with, because they've gone through so many coaches. They've churned the roster. And like, this is a team that was in the NBA Finals 3 years ago and looked very promising with a young star in Devin Booker. Do you feel like with Ishbia now there for a couple years, having flipped the front office, having flipped the coaching staff again, gone young at that position, that even if it gets off to a rough start this year because they can't work through the Beal part of it or some other, you know, roster-based issue, that they'll at least are at a point, Dwayne, where they will try to settle into some kind of identity moving forward? Or do you think this thing is still a moving target and who knows what we're talking about by the trade deadline with this team?
I mean, look, it's easy to sit and say, oh, you guys should rebuild. That's just not what Matt Ishbia is. And when your reputation, when you come in with the mentality of win a championship, you're going to roll with that. And that's where he's at with it. Like, he could easily say, you know what, we're rebuilding. It's just what it is, and move on. But he's just not going to do that. And now, you know, when you're looking at the team, they could go into this year with Beal. They could do that. I wouldn't be surprised if they did that. But, you know, at some point, if you're at that point like you're talking about before the trade deadline, it's looking like, okay, this isn't going to work. You can see a move being made. The bottom line is they're over the second apron. So Matt Ishbia doesn't even really realize what the value of the dollar is, because right now what he's paying for isn't resulting in competing for a championship. If they can get under the apron, second apron, then you will see some move that, okay, this is how you build a team. And so that's where they're at. And one of the ways you can get under it is try to figure out Beal. I mean, it's just, you know, his contract is just – which in Beal's defense, if Beal was making $30 million instead of $50 million a year, this would be a different conversation. Mm. But because he's making $50 million, the expectation is you've got to be able to do X, Y, and Z, E, F, and G. And he's just not doing that, partly health, partly it's just not having it for him with the setup.
And I think we lost Dwayne there. I think we had a whole big internet issue, Anthony, that might have been that did that. Well, we appreciate Dwayne Rankin's time. Dwayne Rankin, the Suns insider for the Arizona Republic, with us here on the Hoffman Show. If you want to call Dwayne back, Anthony, and say, hey, thanks for your time. We appreciate it. Sorry, we had a phone issue. We don't want to be rude, but that was our last question with Dwayne anyway. But I do want to kind of look at the Beal thing through the Wizards' perspective now, seeing how this has played out in Phoenix, and take a look at all of this stuff and how it's played out for all the participants a couple years later. We'll do that next on the Hoffman Show. Forget to take command at 5:30.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
we've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.